If you've been flipping through magazines and cookbooks and blogs, eyeing ideas for a blowout feast, look no further. How about a showstopper that can mostly be made ahead and is coincidentally vegetarian? Jack Bishop leads the creative team at America's Test Kitchen and is the author of 7 cookbooks, including A Year in a Vegetarian Kitchen. He is a man who knows how to throw a bash. Jack, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Nice to be with you, Lynn.
You know, of all the questions we get on this show, the thing I hear most from people is that they struggle with how to put together a vegetarian menu, especially for a special meal. So how do you do that?
You know, I do this pretty much by default. Went from the occasional vegetarian to any time I'm planning a large gathering, I'm pretty much assuming that there's going to be a vegetarian there. And so I think the problem that people have is they want to replace that hunk of protein at the center of the plate with something else. And honestly, that's not the best way to create a great menu. It's about contrasting colors, textures, and that the sum of all of the parts, and the parts are going to be more equal in a vegetarian menu, is what creates a memorable meal that people will be talking about and asking for the next time they come over to your house.
I think that's an incredibly important point that I've not heard stated that clearly, or stated at all, that the point is not substitute the meat. The point is it's a menu, and it has to have all the things that a great menu has, which is what you described. So,
right.
Can you give us an example? You knew I was going to ask that, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, it's about pacing, too. So I love to do a seated first course. You know, I think it's just a nice way, especially for a holiday meal. I might start off with cheese and olives, or if I'm going to do something a little more elegant, I might marinate some feta with some green olives and some lovely spices that I've made my homemade marinade. But that's really just to keep people occupied while we're taking coats, waiting for everybody to arrive. What I really want to do is gather everyone around the table, and I want something absolutely stunning and totally simple for the cook for that first course. Because, you know, I don't want to be running around the kitchen for that first course. I always do soup. And I think this is the creamy beginning. And what I love is I do a creamy cauliflower soup that has no dairy, has no cream. The cream comes basically, the texture is coming from the cauliflower itself. Uh-huh. It's a pureed soup. And the best part about this is it's just cauliflower and leeks, water, salt and pepper, and then you brown a couple of florets. You reserve about a cup of little teeny florets, brown them in butter, and then you toss them with a little sherry vinegar, and you drizzle the brown butter, and a little crispy florets are almost like croutons. It is a gorgeous work of art. You know, it's kind of a white-on-white start. It's a wonderful holiday recipe to get the party going.
And it sounds easy, and you probably can do it all ahead.
You can do it 3 days ahead. You do need to brown those little florets at the last minute, but the soup is done 3 days in advance, reheating on the back burner, a half hour before everybody arrives, and ladle it into bowls. And this very simple, arty presentation with the browned butter and the crispy cauliflower florets.
It sounds delicious. I love to do that kind of thing with vegetables. So what do you follow this with? It sounds like you're kind of building this.
So this is the simple start. And then I want an abundant main plate that has lots of colors and lots of textures. And so a mushroom galette, it's pastry. Who doesn't like pastry? And it's mushrooms, and it's got leeks and gorgonzola. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. You get a nice wedge of that. And then I balance it with 2 salads. One warm and one at room temperature. The warm one is with roasted butternut squash, and the room temperature one is with kale and shredded Brussels sprouts. And they have very different flavors, very different textures, the colors, and it's kind of a symphony of all the things that we love about wintertime cooking.
That galette is a shallow tart, essentially.
So, think back to summer when you're taking those beautiful peaches and you're just tossing them on a round of dough and then folding up the sides, leaving most of the fruit exposed. So here, the filling is shiitake mushrooms. Now, the big issue with shiitake mushrooms is there's a lot of liquid. We actually microwave the mushrooms to get rid of the liquid, drain them in a colander because they're going to brown in the oven. We didn't really want to get them over-browned and tough. We then have cooked leeks, a little bit of thyme, a very little bit of creme fraiche and Dijon mustard, and then a sprinkling of gorgonzola. And all of that gets piled into the center of this pastry dough, and you actually assemble the tart on the baking sheet, so there's no complicated moving.
Right, right.
You know, it's a big tart. It's going to serve probably 4 to 6 people.
And then you've got the Brussels sprouts and you've got the and kale slaw, but what about dessert?
So dessert, I love something kind of restrained. You know, you could go for something chocolatey and some complicated confection. And a lot of people who will build a menu want it to all be about dessert. But for me, it's really when I'm doing a vegetarian menu, it's about that main course. And so I do an almond cake. It's just super dense, single layer cake that you do in a spring form pan. It's made in the food processor, which I love, so that you grind the nuts. You're making almond flour from toasted, blanched, sliced almonds. And it's just a very rich, very dense, you know, the kind of cake you would serve with a little demitasse of espresso or some really nice tea. You might embellish it with some whipped cream. But the cake is so moist and rich, it doesn't need frosting, doesn't need confection or sugar. It's kind of perfect as is.
This is leaving me with such a wonderful image. I can't tell you. Jack, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all.
My favorite vegetables. Jack Bishop is Chief Creative Officer of America's Test Kitchen, and you can find all the recipes for that blowout feast at splendidtable.org. My vegetables, I love you most of all.